52 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested after the military recovered six bodies of hostages killed by Hamas. They placed the blame at the feet of Prime Minister Netanyahu.
23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin was captured by Hamas on October 7th. His parents worked tirelessly to keep the Israeli hostage crisis on the global stage, even addressing last month's Democratic National Convention.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you.
The Israeli military says Goldberg Polin's body was recovered from an underground tunnel in Rafah alongside five other hostages. Preliminary findings suggest all had been shot in the head. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
The funeral for Polin is later today. Well, it's Labor Day, often called the unofficial end to summer. It's observed every year on the first Monday in September. Many have the day off to be with family. There are some who have no choice but to work today, like this man in Milwaukee.
I'm working more for a little bit less money than I made before. I'm not complaining because I know there's people that have it a lot worse than I do.
And on this holiday, the National Women's Law Center is drawing attention to the struggles of the nearly 5 million tipped workers in the U.S. About 70% are women. Julie Voetman is the group's director of job quality.
In those seven states, tipped workers typically make about $7,000 more each year than their counterparts in states where the tipped wage is just $213. An increase of $7,000 annually could pay for 2 months of rent, 2 months of childcare, and 2 months of groceries.
The NTSB is at the scene of a bus crash in Mississippi that killed seven and injured dozens more.
Our investigative team will probably be here for at least another week.
That's NTSB board member Todd Inman, and here is near Bovina in Warren County, Mississippi, where the 2018 Volvo bus left the roadway and overturned on its way from Atlanta to Dallas. Inman says they will investigate the condition of the vehicle, its tires, and the road, as well as the driver and carrier, which is all going to take a while.
We anticipate issuing a preliminary report within the next 30 days, and the final report will come out in 12 to 24 months.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Two people are dead and three injured after a man drove his car into the patio of a packed restaurant in St. Louis. Police aren't quite sure what happened, but surveillance footage shows the man entering the parking lot, but not the restaurant. The suspect was arrested for vehicular homicide. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right,
we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You've got no right to deny.
Song is called Try Me from Tracy Miller. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Welcome, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else, all right? Got a lot of music on the show today that I've not played before. Not all of it is brand new, some is. But Greg Fraser, who is a member of the band Brighton Rock, who's not a band anymore. They did very well here in Canada in the early 90s and in parts of the U.S. as well. So Greg, when Brighton Rock disbanded, started a band called Phrase Gang. Get it? Greg Fraser, Phrase Gang. He put out an album, I think it was in 2012, and Greg plays lead guitar. Stevie Screams is on this album, who also played in the band Brighton Rock. Philip Epp on drums and backing vocals, and Derek McGowan on guitar. It was all produced by Greg Fraser, mixed and mastered by the great Bo Hill, who, by the way, did some of my favorite albums, including one by Warrant. It was recorded in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, and the recording engineer was Wayne Berge, a good friend of mine. He recorded my drum tracks about 6 months ago. So I'm going to play a tune that I've never played before. It's Phrase Gang, White Lightning, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Belong.
just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. I used to sit on daddy's knee, listen to the old boys play at the open mic on Saturday. Oh boy, it was great. And I guess it's what got me interested in learning to play the guitar. Hey, I played my very first gig right here in this bar. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Day. He'd smoke and drink and tell them newfie jokes right up on that stage. Yeah, Muffarot Joe, ketchup loves potatoes, the good old hockey game. I wish I could have seen it all, but damn it, I was born too late. I wish I could buy the old town tavern with my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Hey, wish I could buy the old town tavern. Wish I could buy the old town tavern. Yeah, I bet I'll make a million. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, and I'd sing there every night. Wish I could buy the old town tavern.
Oh man, I love that dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Old Town Tavern. That's taking you back a few years. In fact, I'm looking at the CD cover here and the back, and I don't see a year on it, but Mike gave me this some time ago. Mike Lynch just played in Welland Concerts on the Canal, wrapping up the 2024 season. He's always a good time. He's traveled through Canada and parts of the U.S. doing his little Old Town Tavern kind of tours. He's an old school kind of Americana country guy, and just a great dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I mentioned I played Phrase Gang before Mike Lynch, and the band Brighton Rock, which Greg Fraser was in for some time, is being inducted into the Arts and Culture Wall of Fame. That's happening in Niagara Falls on November the 7th. Super proud of those guys. Deep love for the band Brighton Rock, and of course the great Greg Fraser. I got Rob Repo was on the way, a brand new song called Heyo. At least it's new to us here on the Indy 45 show. That after this one, love this song too, Jesse T. Reed. It's called Drop Dead Girl, bringing you back to 2006. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Hey, drop dead girl sitting in my world, come hither blowing smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30, and I smell like gin of the bathtub variety. Well, I got hair tight, but I know tonight there's something I cannot hold. But I'll push on through and sing to you, maybe I'll be bold. You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? Well, from my boots, my feet grow roots, and the lights here make me weak. I get off at 2:00 by 3:00, I'll be through, and maybe then we'll get a chance to speak. I'll speak to you, I will speak to you.
you speak to me. You, 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 I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? I saw you clapping, I saw you laughing, I saw you close your eyes. Your friends all left, and it was theft when you took me by surprise. Rocking with any luck, you'll be riding that bench with me. And you, 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 I'm so close to you. Will you sit close to me? You, 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 I'm so close to you. Will you sit close to me? They dropped dead girl sitting in my world. Come hither, blowing smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30, and I smell like gin and a bathtub variety.
I left the house one morning to take a nice long walk. I met a man who asked to stop so we could talk. Smiled at him, I said, no, sir, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo. I met a woman washing down her front windows. She turned and asked if I would stop to check the glow. I smiled at her, I said, no, ma'am, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo. And I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. And she said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. And I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. We'll just smile and wave and say, hey, yo, hey, yo. Smiled at them, I said, no thanks, that's just not possible. But someday I hope your songs play on the radio. Hey yo, well, I said, hey yo, hey yo, yo, hey, hey yo. And they said, hey man, hey man, yeah, hey, hey man. I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. We'll just smile and wave and say, hey, yo. Everybody sing now. We'll sing, hey, yo. Smile.
Is that not a fun song or what? Rob Repo. Song was called Hey Yo, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else, okay? And Rob Repo, speaking of local music here in Southern Ontario, especially in Niagara, is a staple at all the chicken wing bars, playing his acoustic guitar, singing some tunes. He also books a number of bands, and he had a radio show called Hey Yo, I know, here in Niagara. I don't know if he still has that, but I'm definitely going to get some more Rob Repo played right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Okay, this band coming up right now, they're called Breaking Still. They are also from Niagara, and they have a show coming September 21st at Sessions on the River, Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. $10 in advance for tickets, $15 at the door. Great guys, great band, and boy, do they kick butt. They are called Breaking Still. It's called Carry On. This is the Indy 45 show right here on Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't wanna waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky and see you far away. The distance between
from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey, everybody, this is Kelly Hansen from Foreigner, and you are rocking out with Shane Christopher Neal.
I feel it on my skin, running down my face. Here we are again, just a beggar and a thief. Pour another glass of red wine, smoke another cigarette. Like the bitter sting of moonshine in the long, hard rain. Skin still running down my face. Here we are. are again, both a beggar and a thief. So pour another glass of red wine, smoke that last cigarette. With the bitter sting of moonshine comes a long hard rain.
Every dead man has a fields of war. We went looking for something more. Out in the field, out in the field, out in the field.
The band is called the Mod Villains from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mike Mazzi, or Mazzi, depending how you want to say it, produced that record, played on that record. And Mike and I met a number of years ago when he came to my studio here in Welland, Ontario, Canada, to record some drums for both of our friend, Troy Western. So that was a lot of fun. And he gave me this album, which dates back to, what, 2010. That song right there is called Fields. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeil.com. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. You can check out this show each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday also at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. A few other times in there as well. It is the Indie 45 show. There is a Facebook page. You can join me there as well. Evan Rotella from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a couple of weeks ago. He played on in Kingston for the Kingston Humane Society's Tunes for Tales, an event put on by the great Gord Hunter. It looked like a great success. Evan, I'm a big fan of Evan Rotella. Here's a song called When I Was a Kid. It is the Indie 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. Used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door, just yelling, come on home. I used to write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away. Take him out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Because
I don't waste my time filling up my hand. Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Don't need the noise.
just know you're hurt.
Marshall Dane and No Need to Speak. It is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio. And Marshall has taken it upon himself over the last number of years to learn sign language. And that song, I know, means a lot to him. And Marshall joined Bobby Rock and I last season for Season 8 on BS Live Rocks, which airs on your TV Niagara, HD 700 here in Niagara Falls. And we are super excited to let you know that we're bringing back season number 9, 9 years of BS Live Rocks on your TV Niagara. We do everything we can to support Niagara music, independent music here in the Niagara region. And season 9 is going to happen. First taping is happening Sunday, September 15th, I believe it is. First show airing a couple weeks later. We usually tape the shows a few weeks before they air, and they are taped in front of a live audience at Taps Brewhouse. There is a Facebook page, BS Live Rocks. If you're from Niagara, from Ontario, I do hope you check it out. All right, we're going to wrap up today's show with Christy Palace, Someone I Love, although the song is called Someone I Hate. But first, we'll get to the Maysides, a little punk love, Loved and Lost, right here wrapping up the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and I've run out of patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, I'm different.
Thanks for tuning in to the Indie 45 radio show, heard right here on MaxSync Radio. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, and join me on Facebook, Indie 45 Radio Show.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.